This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I mentioned when introducing the book of Ephesians, its theme is spiritual loveliness. But the loveliness God wants to create in and through us is a loveliness that is to bloom, as it were, wherever we're planted. Frankly, we're planted in a world that is filled with evil and godlessness, and a spiritual warfare that even spills over into warfare as we generally know it. The last chapter of the book of Ephesians talks about individuals becoming strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. We're to put on the whole armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, Paul says, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, he says. These are challenging words. They tell us about our ally, the indwelling Holy Spirit. They talk about our enemies, spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places that manifest themselves even here on earth. And then they speak to us of our armor, the belt, the breastplate, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and prayer, which ties it all together. In the spiritual warfare that you encounter in your daily life, be sure to be strong in the Lord and in utilizing the provisions He has made for you. If you would like to review these studies in the book of Ephesians, you can do so by going to my website, gettingthemessage.org.